Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on dollars and cents issues. I'm Alan Lytle. We've done numerous reports on quote-unquote the horse business, but nobody ever talks about the retail side of all things equine. Our horse capital reporter Samantha Letterman recently paid a visit to the new Ariat store in the Summit at Fritz Farm. And here's part of her conversation with store manager Laura McClellan.
Tell me again, how long have you been open, roughly? We've been here a couple of months.
So we opened April 27th. It was the weekend that Keeneland ended and the weekend of Rolex. And there were about 10 stores that opened here, and we were one of them.
And was that on purpose, or was that just as soon as you could?
Well, no, it was when the entire center decided to do their opening. So just conveniently for us as an equestrian retailer, it happened to be coinciding with Rolex.
This is only the second Ariat store in the whole of the country. Why? Did you wait for the Summit to open? Had you always been considering Lexington, Kentucky as somewhere that you'd like to have a store?
Well, they decided on Lexington because Lexington is the horse capital of the world, and it's also a place where Secretariat's legacy will live on forever. It's a city immersed in the equestrian lifestyle. It has a strong influence of both English and Western, as well as a lot of ranching and agricultural. So it just made sense to put it in this historic city.
You told me that, you know, obviously Secretariat, and that's where Ariat comes from, but I don't think that's obvious at all, and I don't think many people. Just tell me again why that is?
Absolutely. So Beth Cross, our founder, CEO, and president, absolutely loved Secretariat. He was the greatest racehorse of all time. His heart was outsized, and he loved to run, and she thought that that was everything that Ariat as a brand and company aspires to be.
And now you've gone above and beyond. We've got a special line here that you carry. Is it the 224 line?
The 224 line, yes. So that is our premium fashion line. It's made with all handcrafted leather, and it is named after Secretariat's run of the Belmont Stakes in 1973, in which he ran in 2 minutes and 24 seconds. And a really neat little tidbit about it is they all have the triple stitch on the back of them, which is white, blue, and yellow. So the white and the blue represent the jockey silks that were worn, and then the yellow represents the Triple Crown that was won that year. It's a really neat conversational piece about the shoes.
That is cool. And I think, you know, I think we all say Ariat, and I never realized that was from Secretariat.
Secretariat Ariat, yes.
And I think we'd all, I'd got used to seeing Ariat for so long and become synonymous with what I see in the horse sports and sort of riding sports, but we didn't know until we come to the store here that there's so much more that you do. You know, tell us a little bit about the other lines you have. You have fashion and Western and kids lines.
Yeah, so that's the neatest thing about opening, and that was the reason they wanted to open their own brand shop, is to actually showcase everything in a way that Ariat intends it to be showcased. So we have footwear, we have our apparel, we have our accessories, belts, hats, socks, we have jewelry, we have an athletic line. Who knew Ariat has really neat tennis shoes? The fashion line, we have some really nice fashion items that I don't think people realized before. So to have the opportunity to represent everything Ariat in one place has been really exciting for us.
Was there a concern that there might not be room in the market, that Lexington is so strong, and there's you know, what is there already a huge equestrian apparel market here?
We work with other distributors that have distributed Ariat, and the brand recognition that this shop brings has really helped all of our retailers as well.
So in fact it, you know, it's grown the brand, do you think?
That is our intention, and that has been in the Fresno market as well, where the store opened, is it is growing our brand recognition.
And, I mean, although the store is pretty huge here, you can't carry everything. So what happens if people come in and you don't have what they want?
So the neatest thing about the store, and one of the greatest things that we offer, is we have access to everything Ariat online. So anything that you see online that you might like that we might not have here, say a size or a style, we can order anything for you online. We pay the shipping for you. If you have a return issue, you can deal with us here at the store, you know, as opposed to the online issue. So just having that person-to-person contact and, you know, individual assistance is really helpful.
What kind of people are coming into the store? Are they people who have heard about it, or people, horse people who know exactly what they want, or people who are wandering in who've come to the Summit and are just wandering by and surprised that it's here.
So the neatest thing about this store is we get a good assortment of your people that are familiar with the brand or your lifelong equestrians, but we're getting the opportunity here where we get a lot of casual walk-ins that maybe aren't familiar with the brand, but realize that although it is a global equestrian footwear and apparel brand, we also have a fashion line that anyone can wear. You know, the 224 collection, like we talked about. So it's really neat. You know, we've had a very well-rounded clientele here. And so we've got the opportunity to share area with people that maybe might not be familiar.
What's the furthest that people have come? Is it like a destination event that people will come to shop, to specifically come to Ariat, come to the store?
You know, it's been really neat because we are very close vicinity to Keeneland and the Horse Park, which holds, you know, a lot of horse events, obviously. And we've had people from Canada, France, Wisconsin, Florida, Georgia. We've had so many people from so many places that say, you know, oh my gosh, an Ariat store. This is so exciting. So we've definitely seen international and lots of national travelers here.
We often see Bob Micklers or some of the other Ariat distributors take trailers out to the horse park or to the horse shows. Do you ever envision doing something like that, or are you definitely here at the summit?
You know, that's all something to be considered one day. Right now, we are just happy to run our shop here and, yes, learn the ropes.
Great. Well, thank you so much for talking to me. It's been great.
Absolutely. It's fantastic. Talk to you so well.